Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Thursday edition. The Do I Sound Different edition. The Where's Joe Thomas with those Gotham bagels? I thought that was like a staple of.
They serve ice cream?
No, but we love Joe Thomas edition. David Gruber doesn't serve ice cream either, but he is a great partner. And yesterday, I had to make one call, that's all. Edition. And not because I wanted to just talk to him about how things were going. Welcome to Madison. And people's driving skills being questionable. Edition. And the... God, it's great to be in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios with the whole team to talk about whatever we're going to talk about, because we need training camp to start. I was saying that to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable, so you can put Wilde and Tausch right in the top spot, ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde, normally in Green Bay, but not today. Jesse, where I'm sitting, is this a bad angle for you? You want me to sit somewhere else?
It's not the best angle, but we're making it work.
It looks a little wide, and then there's the empty chair. I'll move if you want me to.
Well, one of our cameras went out just as we started the show, so that's not helping the cause. So we'll get this sorted out.
This is why we just belong in our homes and you here.
You're good. We'll get it sorted out. You stay comfortable.
That is Jesse Nelson in the behind the glass of the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. And across the table from me, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Well, let's hear it. What are you calling David Gruber about?
Yeah, Paula and Maddie got rear-ended while Sydney was at volleyball camp with the Badgers.
And everybody's all right, right?
They are, but...
Well, just wait a second. Maybe you want to. Did you talk to Gruber? And is there maybe a shoulder issue?
Yeah.
They're
all right in terms of nobody's like seriously injured. But I'm here to tell you that I know people joke about whiplash and that maybe there are folks that fake the injury and then they walk around with that big neck collar on.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, they legit have whiplash. They got hit really, really...
Like, legit whiplash.
Yeah, they got rear-ended really,
airbag
really, really hard. No.
Okay.
So, could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. So, we're thankful for that. But Paula had never been in an accident before. So, she called me. I was at the Kohl Center, and I'm like... I think you're supposed to call the police.
Are there a lot of parents that stick around and watch?
There are.
And you hover around for a little while. And kind of watch what's going on.
Yeah, I was talking to Kelly Sheffield for a while, and Lauren Carlini was running the camp. So it was just great. And obviously we here at ESPN Madison absolutely love our Badgers coverage, and it's across ESPN Wisconsin.
Did you ask Kelly about Jesse?
I did.
What did he say?
Actually, I didn't ask him about Jesse. He brought up Jesse
unprompted.
He did
swear.
Not.
How about that?
I swear.
What did he say?
On my David Gruber led lawsuit, I definitely.
Okay.
He did.
Well, give
he,
us. Okay, so tell us how that played.
Okay, so save the car crash
no,
story
you can
for
tell
now,
both,
and we'll,
but now this is how it works. Weave it together.
All right, I'm not you know me. I like to just write separate stories at channel3000.com, which you can read today. So I'm talking to Kelly. I'm already kind of grumpy because the parking checkers on campus are a little aggressive. So
gotta get our guy back. Big fan of the show.
We could have used him.
Yeah,
the guy that wrote us a parking ticket.
Meter dude.
Yeah, meter dude.
Yeah, good dude, meter dude.
He was, not this one. So that was the kind of, that was a bad omen for the day.
They got a little bit of a power trip, meter people.
They do, totally
they
agree.
They use that little bit of power to their power.
Yes. I don't know why you choose that field, but again, God bless him. He did his job like he was supposed to. It was definitely expired by about 3 minutes because I spent too much time talking to Coach Sheffield about Jesse, but a lot of the parents did not plug the meters at all when they dropped off their kids.
You might as well not. Just take the one ticket and be done with it.
And they were watching. I swear they view this as a money-making opportunity for all these parents that are dropping their kids off.
You know, that's exactly what they're doing. Can you get more than one parking ticket in a day?
I don't know.
So if I leave my car in front of the Kohl Center and I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a ticket. Great. It's $45 or whatever it's going to be.
But you're saying it's worth the price
to have a front row parking spot.
Just park there and then leave at 5 in the afternoon. Are they going to hammer you 3 different times?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Parking people and a parking dude that used to listen, I don't know if you still do, text us or call us. Jesse, what's the number?
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
I'm guessing you can get more than one.
Text
line. I'm guessing.
I would assume so.
And I see now that they have these tow trucks that, you know, they're not tow trucks. They slide them in and you can just, I just saw it on Twitter. It's like it almost looks like a little baby trailer. They put it right under and you can get your car towed. You don't need a big old rig now. You can just go. But continue on your weaving story.
So I was talking to Kelly, who we all know is terrific, and we were talking about...
We're not doing any NCAA violations here, right? Because obviously your daughter's a really good volleyball player.
No, we were not
player.
Talking about Sydney. We were just talking
not
about life
all.
In general. No, we did not. We did not.
I got a hard time.
No, we didn't.
Not
that.
One.
She's
bit.
Not even. First of all,
hard
she's about to be a freshman.
That.
She is not on their radar.
I feel like this might be some violations, but I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
We were talking about. I asked him how he felt the first season went.
Did you slip him some tape,
Wisconsin?
Of your daughter and said, "Hey, like."
I did not, okay. And he's allowed to stand there and watch her live if he so chooses, along with the hundreds of other setters that they had at camp. But I asked him about the radio broadcast. I said it was always fun when you came on with us, and he said I have to call. I got a call or I got a text. Did you text him or call him yesterday?
Well, both.
Okay.
I've been trying to get in touch with him for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, him bringing you up unprompted, I don't think was... I really like that Jesse Nelson fella, and I can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, I'm 100% pestering
him. I'm hearing a lot from him. I probably got to get back to him
100%
at some point.
Pestering. Yeah. Understood, yes.
And I told him what a good job you do, and I said, I know he's trying to get something planned with you, but he knows you're busy. But we were just talking about you the other day, and now he's got to get a hold of you. And he said, I owe him a call. I'm going to get back to him today. And he did.
And he one did call, last night.
Yeah. One call, that was all.
Well, for Jesse, it was not.
It was actually, I'm trying to help you weed.
Calls from a little more. I know. But and with David, it was one text that all. And then he had one of his lawyers on staff give me a call. I don't know what you're supposed to do with this next. I don't want to be. I'm not overly litigious. But,
no, I think you're more litigious than you think.
So I have some information on a couple of fronts. Number one, Jim in the Berg on the text line says that if you plan on any litigation occurring with this, you should probably stop talking about it in a public setting. I don't know what Jim in the Berg's criteria is for that, but that's his advice.
That's good advice. Sure.
And then
But part of the deal with this show is you're going to tell us what's going on.
Exactly.
So that's,
On the private text line, someone very close to me that lives in my home says, yes, you can get more than one. I got two tickets in a two-hour zone for parking somewhere all day.
How do they know,
though? How do they know?
Because, so,
I don't like that. I don't like that.
What I've learned from someone, I forgot if I was talking to someone who does the meters or someone who knows of it.
Do you get another 2 hours after you get your first ticket?
They basically, they put like a little chalk line on your tire when they come by to know if.
That's if it's 2 hour parking. I'm talking about meters.
Well, that's the same thing.
You have a ticket up on your windshield. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing it's every time they come by if you're parked there
illegally. You get 8 tickets in a day.
And then they'll tell you after that.
That's ridiculous.
There must be some type of limitation. Like, you can't do every minute. Like, you walk there, you walk around the block, and 2 minutes later,
I bet at some point we'll start seeing you get fined by, like, 20 cents every minute you're over. And if you're over by 8 hours, it's going to be a big day. All right, continue.
So
that was just for the record. That was Jesse interrupting you now.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm accustomed to whoever.
God,
it might
you're
be.
Just a chill dude today, man. Well, you're just chill. I like it. Continue.
So Paula and Maddie were running some errands while I was because they didn't need to stay, and they were going to come back and pick me up after I stayed for like an hour. So. Helicopter dad could give Sydney her space to take part in the camp.
You are a helicopter dad.
Yeah,
I know you fully embrace it.
I know who I am.
We're all
and you do too. But so it was a great conversation with Kelly, and it's pretty cool that you can have the starting setter from the U.S. Olympic team coaching you up on setting, which is pretty awesome. So then I get a call. I had to go to Channel 3, so Paula and Maddie come pick me up. I go out to Channel 3 where I had some meetings, and I'm in the middle of a meeting, and Maddie calls me, and Maddie never calls me. The girls always just text, so I'm like, oh. And I answer it, and it was, Dad, we just got into a car accident. Oh, well, are you okay? Yeah, but the... And we have a new... Nissan Pathfinder. They don't sell ice cream, and it has less than 2,000 miles on it, and now it has a gigantic, crunched up dent in the back of it, and they got hit pretty darn hard, and they were both struggling a little bit yesterday, and then on top of that we got stuck in a Goodwill while there was a tornado and we couldn't leave, so it was quite.
That's a place
yesterday.
You love, so that works out all right.
Indeed. So I did text David, and I did have some questions. I appreciate Jim and the Berg's advice. I don't think we intend on taking that action, but we do have to get some repair work done on our vehicle.
Okay.
So my question for you guys, because Paula had never been in an accident. I had only been in one, and it was a multi-car, like somebody was late for school and rammed into a lineup of cars at the stoplight, and so it was a chain reaction effect. So there were like six. I got hit from behind, and then
domino.
I went into the next car, and then that car went into the next car.
A little domino action.
And my question is, what is the protocol when you're in a car accident? Like, Paula had no idea what to do. That's why they called me. And I'm like, well, I don't really know what to do. I would say you have to call the police. That's the first step. No, like.
So I was in one a couple of years ago.
Was it your fault?
It was a very snowy morning, and yes, it was my fault.
And then you slipped and fell on your way into this building?
No, not that morning. I hit the Ratmobile. It was a pest control vehicle with a giant rat on the side of it. And
not like that little Volkswagen Bug on the corner of I don't know what the company is, but they made a Volkswagen Bug look like a mouse. You did not hit that.
No,
vehicle.
Not that one. Okay. But it was a big white van with a big rat on each side, and we were coming up on a stoplight, and they hit their brakes. The light turned yellow. Like we were cruising. Like we weren't going super fast. It was 25 miles an hour on a 45 because it was. Snowy and slushy. And so we're coming up on the light. It turns from green to yellow, and the van just hits its brakes immediately, thinking it's going to go. I thought it would go through easily. It hits the brakes and stops before the light turns red. So I wasn't ready for it. I slid in, hit them. Well, it was just a gentle nudge, but just enough to do a little fender bender. So what we ended up doing is they just kind of put their hand out the window, said, like, over here. And
are you sure they were pointing? Are you sure?
It was a point. She was very nice about it. She just pointed to the left, and then to the right. We pulled over at a Quick Trip. And pulled into the
Better place to resolve your car.
Pulled into the parking lot. We had to take some photos. She had to call because it was a business vehicle. She had to call and add something into it. But we just exchanged insurance. We didn't call the police at all. They said no need to do that. Let's exchange information and we're good to go. So I think if there's any confrontation as to who's at fault, I think that's when the police start to get involved. Or obviously if someone's injured, that's different too. But just a little fender bender, make sure you document it for insurance purposes, but beyond that, you're good. That's my understanding in my limited experience.
Okay, so I told Paula to call the police. The police officer from the Madison Police Department was great. He did say that it wasn't serious enough. If they just wanted to exchange insurance information and phone numbers, that was sufficient.
Yeah, the tough part of that is if you do that and the person doesn't have insurance, you end up paying for both.
Right.
I did have one of those a number of years ago, too.
Makes no sense to me at all.
No. Very frustrating.
So then why do we all carry insurance? Is that...
No, I mean, obviously, it just doesn't make any sense. Somebody has to explain how that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't get it. Incredibly, a week after I got my brand new vehicle in 2018, we were driving back from Chicago. It was the night the Packers played the Patriots on Sunday Night Football. 2017, 18, whatever year that was.
Must have been 18 because they played him in 14 when Devontae was a rookie.
Yes, I think it was 18. Someone moved from the right lane to the left lane into Becca and I as we were driving back from Chicago, bumped us. I can't believe they didn't get hit or get injured at all. Like, their car spun around on 90. It was crazy. But they ended up being okay. We just kind of slid over to the side. They clearly had a big dent on the side of the car. That one, we called the police, told them what happened. They came up and they parked behind us, checked on us, made sure we were good because it was on 94.
Right.
But that person did not have insurance, so I just ended up paying a bunch extra. It made no sense why, I did nothing wrong, and I'm still paying for everything.
But that's why
ridiculous.
You have uninsured motorist insurance.
Yeah, I'm sure that guy had...
as well, to make up for that.
Yes, yep. I'm sure that guy had a fair set of issues that he was dealing with.
You think he had greater problems than just not having insurance?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
And apparently part of it is not being a very good driver. All right. Well, I appreciate all the insight on that. I do want to get to some
Packers.
Do
we think Jason sues?
It's a good question. I don't think so, though. No.
He is a grudge holder.
He is. And if there's residual effects, and then you start getting into migraines and other issues that can come up.
Sounds like you're advising me to
No,
pursue
I'm not.
This further.
I'm guessing you're going to do some discovery and try to figure it out.
Discovery, yeah. We might do that. What I've discovered, though, is that...
I do wonder, though, if you get in this accident yesterday, Paula... gets in this accident.
Uh-huh.
If the person comes up to you that hit you or you got hit and says, I don't have insurance, why don't you just say, well, I don't have insurance either? Can I explain? Why won't we all just say, well, no, we don't have it?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But I'm glad that we do have insurance because if it had been much worse, we would have needed much greater help. And that's why we have insurance. From AmFam. And that's why we have great windows from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Really good one. And you know what? You get in an accident, you got to have some resiliency. And you know what? If you're looking for windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center will let you see it, feel it, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and door options from 7 different Pella lines side by side. Stop by soon. Because if you order by July 31st, you can get 0 interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
So we've got Evan Cohen coming up at the bottom of the hour, and he normally is on Tuesdays, and you had indicated, and I'm not saying that I worry about your memory, but I do worry about your memory a little bit. You had something you wanted to get after him about.
Not get after him about. Talk. Have a conversation.
It sounded
Sounds like you.
Yeah. I don't know why you're laughing. I love conversation. So, yeah, you're right.
I do. You do it for 3 hours every day on this program.
And it makes me think, as we go into break here, the 5 faces of the NFL. His list was good. I want him to explain it because I still think I'm waiting for Jesse to uncover and explain exactly the detail of why he picked how his criteria fit, because I still don't know. He'll obviously be able to do that. But it makes me wonder right now as we sit here on July 17th, who are the five faces of Wisconsin sports? Who would you put as the five faces of Wisconsin sports? As we sit here today, I will give you mine. Jason looks perplexed. I'm guessing he's going to need an hour or two to find his, and I will do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Teasing us out. Is Jesse bringing in enforcements? He's got Hunter back there grinding away with his sweet.
It's time to talk Superman movies.
He's got the sweet logo. I think that's a Cowboys logo on his shirt, but it's like not the star. It's something totally different. It's kind of cool.
There was Superman ice cream at Jones Dairy Farm yesterday that Tausch did not partake in.
I'm not a fan of that either. So maybe it's just I don't like, but I loved Christopher Reeves as Superman, so I don't know where I'm at on that.
I heard they fed you well.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, boy. Bacon.
You're still in a food coma?
Sausage. Braunschweiger. Like, there was a little bit of everything.
How was the Braunschweiger?
So I'm going to tell you something. Braunschweiger, I think, gets a bad rap. And when you're looking at meats, it's really healthy for you. That's all I'm going to say. So Eleanor, who was with us yesterday down there, we've had the discussions, a lot of protein issues, so that was one of the reasons we brought. She wolfs bacon down like it's going out of style. She's not afraid of sausage.
And her and Sid are the same person.
She tried Braunschweiger.
And?
She liked it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you she loved it like she loves bacon, but what we did was she wrapped the bacon around a Braunschweiger.
No, wait. What is brown?
It's liver. Like,
it's more right, and it's more of a pate paste
it is.
Type, right?
Yes. So you can fry it. They actually had a sandwich that Maddie was going to try, and I don't know if she didn't. It went ultimate
you
BLT.
You fry the brown Schweiger.
Yeah. And you can crisp it. You know, a lot of times you bologna you can fry, and it's really
good.
You get the crust. It's a similar. Yep. It's obviously not going to be as crispy, but yes.
Hmm. So after all that, how much Braunschweiger did you actually have?
I had a piece of Braunschweiger. I'm not going to give you, I'm casting any aspersions. I mean, I'm going to go bacon all day, and then their ham was great, their Canadian bacon.
The texture would prevent me from
their
being a Braunschweiger.
Their pork sausage
guy.
Is, the recipe for it's, I think, close to 200 years old, and it is dynamite. Like, it's dynamite. So that's my little quick recap.
Those are the five faces of meats at Jones Dairy Farm. Now, the five faces of Wisconsin sports, as Tausch had teased. I have four.
Already you do? Okay. So,
and one's a pom, for sure a pom.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be pomming together on this. And here's my list. Jesse, I don't know if you have any music that I can...
Of course he does.
Yeah, put this out to.
Bump, bump, bump.
All right. I loved Evan's list. I thought it was thought-provoking. He's joining us next, so we'll get his point on NFL faces. Wisconsin, it's pretty easy. Like, I think it's a pretty easy list. You can try to get a little bit off the old beaten path, but I am pretty sure you're not going to have a ton of issues with any of these, but we shall see. All right, coming in at number five for me is my pom. It's The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's done and what the excitement level he's brought, The Miz is where we're at with that. He is going to be my fifth. This is where it gets a little tricky now because...
we're one in and it's gotten
tricky.
Well,
the top two are simple to me.
Sure.
That's as easy as pie for this state.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at it from the executives and the leaders of these franchises because, especially in baseball, and that's why Matt Arnold comes in at number four for me.
He is the catalyst for what the drafting and all of the player development. This isn't, you could say Murphy, you could say this. You don't, he has handled this Stearns-esquely. Matt Arnold is my fourth, and you seem like you have a problem with that.
I do have a problem with that because my question, again, I agree with everything you said in terms of his accomplishments and what he's done. And if we were doing a list that was, say,
Jesse wasn't calling for Matt Arnold's job 2 weeks ago.
He was not. If we were doing this and it was, you know, the people in Wisconsin sports who are the best at their jobs list. But I ask you this, and I'm not trying to be a dink.
Would I be able to find him in a lineup?
If Matt Arnold walked in here, would you know who the hell he was?
Yes, I would.
I wouldn't. I would not know.
And I don't think Jesse would either.
I would know John Horst. I obviously would know Goody.
It's because you're best friends with John Horst.
But I wouldn't. No, Dan Smiechek. But I don't think I would know Matt Arnold from Matt Vaskersian or Matt Hamilton. Well, I would know Matt Hamilton.
Fair critique, but I'm just saying he is the catalyst for what's going on.
Do you really think you'd recognize him?
Yes.
So if he walked through behind Hunter out there, he'd be like, hey, what is Matt Arnold doing here?
it's a fair question. I'm going to say that, and I think your criticisms are very valid.
Okay.
Ed Policy is three for me.
I know what he looks like.
Yeah, I bet you do. The Packers rule, as we all know.
How is he a face of the franchise when he hasn't even started a job?
Because that is the title of that job. You're going to be one of the faces.
Right, but he isn't even in it yet.
Well, I'm projecting.
I didn't know what he looked like until like 3 days ago.
Well, you're going to know now.
This is quite
the list.
Wait till he does the
woo down the sliding hill. Then you'll know.
Giannis is two, and I think in most states, Giannis would be your top dog. Not in the state of Wisconsin. He's not. He's not going to be the top in the state of Wisconsin. He's just not.
You think
Jordan Love?
You think Jordan Love is ahead of Giannis
as the face of the state of Wisconsin? Yeah, I do.
Jesse,
I agree with Tausch. The rest of his list sucks, but I think one and two is correct.
Who else are you putting on that list?
Christian Yelich is still on there.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'd argue Jackson Churio should be up there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Pat Murphy deserves more than Matt Arnold.
Baby, I'm not going to fight you. There's going to be another brew. Like.
Greg Gard should be in the mix.
Okay.
We love Gardo on this show.
Fun.
He's not in
this
the
is why part. I like it, but it's love Giannis. Miz is going to be five. And then if you want to get into a blanking contest with me on the other two, I am open for business.
So my list, not that anybody cares. Number five, I have Tucker Kraft.
Wow.
I mean, I love Tucker. I love Tucker Kraft. He's a big fan of the Pickler.
He is living in the state full time. He is, in my opinion, the one guy on offense, if we're not counting Love, who is in my top two, but he's not, he is two. He's the one guy that's done a better job of establishing himself as a stud as opposed to all those wide receivers. Josh Jacobs came as a free agent. Xavier McKinney isn't there yet. Both of them are great players, but in terms of like faces, you're seeing Tucker do a bunch of stuff public forward facing now. So mine's a little bit of a projection, but I'm going Tucker Kraft.
I'm not even sure Jesse, if he didn't have a jersey on and we were just walking around a beer garden.
No, he'd know.
No, I don't think he would. So it's the same argument you had. Tucker Kraft, I love Tucker Kraft. He's probably going to be one of my favorite players, especially as he continues to grow with the Pickler.
Isn't this part of the problem with the Packers when you look at them, though? Like, there was a time when, you know, not to inflate your ego, but everyone knew Mark Tauscher.
Are you going to be talking
about? Everyone knew Charles Woodson, right? Everyone knew Devontae Adams. Everyone obviously knew the quarterback.
Football players.
Everyone knew LeRoy Butler. Everyone knew the Minister of Defense.
Football
everyone knew the Grave Digger.
Tend to be more recognizable, especially Packers that are
masks.
Marketed well. Yeah. Like when I used to walk out in the basement of American Family Field with my dad when he was an usher, I don't know if you guys knew he was an usher.
Well, it was actually Miller Park when he was.
I didn't recognize players as they walked right past me. He's like, oh, that's Carlos Villanueva, Carlos Villanueva. That's Ricky Weeks. They're like, oh, I had no idea. Like, I've always been bad at recognizing guys outside of uniform. Packers, I think, are the easiest to
Tucker
do so.
Tucker Kraft is not on the list yet, bro. He's not.
Who's the? So it prompts the question. What other Packer makes the list? Because the Packers, as we all agree, are king in this state.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say that's the best I could come up with? Because you want Ed Policy, who hasn't even started working.
Xavier
as
McKinney
president
would be
yet.
The other face of the. That's who it would be.
That's a problem. They don't have enough
like
stars.
Like Morgan
at
Wallen
this point.
Said, you are the problem.
No. Although I see Coldplay is coming this weekend, and there was. Apparently, one of the things that has gone viral on social media today is the CEO of a company and the head of HR canoodling during Coldplay, and they're shown up on the big screen. Mm. And apparently, they're not married to each other, and so they realize
who takes that up with HR if HR is the one?
It's a great question.
That's a tricky one.
So my list: Tucker Kraft fifth, even though it's been panned. Christian Yelich fourth.
Okay.
I still believe he is.
I can't argue with Yelly. I get where you're coming from.
The Miz, prisoner of the moment, though it may be, third. Everyone's talking about him. And that does not happen very often.
I agree.
Number two, Jordan Love. Number one, Giannis.
There's no world that we live in, especially on this show, but in this world, the state of Wisconsin, the starting quarterback is going to have to really not do anything to not be the top of this list. That's just how it works here.
We have spent all offseason worrying about whether Giannis is leaving or not.
Sure.
People are talking about him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we're not a Bucks-centric show.
Not even
close. We have talked more about Giannis and stretching out Dame's contract than we have about Jordan Love specifically.
That's crazy talk.
How much have we talked about Jordan Love?
A bunch.
Not as much as Giannis.
No, you're crazy.
You're Jesse, crazy.
This show's talked a lot more about Jordan Love than
yes.
Giannis.
Thank you. Like this. Jesse and I are on the same. It's the first time in a while I feel like I got somebody with me. I'm always fighting 3 and 4 on 1. I finally got a little bit of Jesse.
3 and 4 on 1.
Well, Hunter's always against me. Youksters, whatever which way the wind blows.
That's fair.
That's kind of where we're at.
All right, we need to get to Evan Cohen. He's very rarely with you.
I don't want him with me.
But you do want Quick Trip with you whenever you're making a stop, even though you've got your forward motion syndrome.
Indeed, and this summer, are you ready to climb to the top? We'll gear up for the Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, play every day for free right in the Quick Rewards app, and you can win every week. Keeps going up 5,000, get all the way to the top prize of $250,000. Get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app. Quick Trips Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. No purchases necessary. And we have great deals going over at Quick Trip. Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. And this is the one I love. Love it probably a little too much. Nature's Touch ice cream. You buy a pint for $3.99. All right, great. And you get another one for free. 2 pints. You can also get Kitchen Cravings bacon wrap pork loins for $5. And life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. Remember to download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer, like rewards on every purchase, and you can order ahead. Quick Trip, we will see you next time.
Quick question before we go to break. Kyle Cousineau, the mayor of Green Bay. I need to know Tausch's preferred way of eating Braunschweiger, which I'm bringing up instead of all the people in the chat that are saying your list sucks.
My list sucks? That's what the coup said?
No, other people. I'm bringing up Kyle's question about Braunschweiger instead.
So I have not had a ton of Braunschweiger, but I do believe frying it and then putting it with almost like a BLT is probably the way to go, but a Braunschweiger BLT. That's where I think we go.
Hmm. Okay, we'll ask Evan Cohen.
One of the things that they mentioned yesterday was you put it in a dip. You kind of mash it up, and you could put it in, some different types of, a queso dip, or you could put it in some type of dip to make it. It's another thing.
This has been your Braunschweiger Minute, and Ed Helms sucks. Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And a ground ball through the left side, and Jackson Chourio has walked off the Dodgers. It is brooms for the Brewers.
Friday on 100.5 ESPN.
Throwing caution Tuesday. What are you doing here? It is the star of Unsportsmanlike.
Some days.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. He is now, I think, running First Take. Rumor has it him and Smalls are running NFL Live next week. I heard that. I don't know if they're going to start doing NHL Tonight. If that show's coming back, I don't know what else they got going on.
Hi, Evan.
NHL Tonight, yeah. Wait, so what do you like better, First Take or NFL Live? Be honest.
What do I like better? I never watch First Take because we're crushing this show and we don't get to watch First Take.
So you like NFL Live
better?
I
think NFL Live with Orlovsky and Laura, I think it's a great show. I do.
So would you want an NFL Live host on?
Oh, Smalls is hosting. Who is going to be her consortium? Is Evan, are you on it with her?
No.
No, it's going to be, hey guys, great chat with you as always. It's going to be me, Mike Tannenbaum, Adam Schefter, and who's the third one? Damian Woody.
Okay, that's a good crew. You don't have any room for Evan and his, and I put in air quotes, expertise in the NFL. You don't.
You know, I don't make the schedule, guys, but I could pitch it. I could pitch Evan to come on as an expert.
I don't think we need me on. What about Rob? Rob, do you want to come on?
I'll just run socials, I guess, for all of this stuff.
This is our big chance to have Rob on the show.
So since we have all three of you, who are – Evan had a great – and it seemed like a little controversial, the five faces of the NFL. Quickly, you three, five faces of ESPN currently. Go.
Ooh.
Stephen A.
Okay.
McAfee.
Schefter. Okay.
Greeny.
Schefter.
Molly.
I would say Laura Rutledge, too.
Lori Rutledge, Molly, Malika.
Because Laura's on so many different.
You have Schefter on there, you said, right?
Yeah. Gabe Neitzel.
You're leaving Shams off the list.
Zaslow.
Very interesting. An NBA guy leaving Shams.
Zaz hosted in Madison with Tausch a year ago, so a lot of people have said
absolutely
crushed it after that one.
Yes, he left. Oh, interesting. So, Evan, can you go through the criteria? I thought I had it.
No.
Oh, the face of the league.
Yeah,
thing? No, for real.
All right, but first.
What?
Tausch was all excited about this. He thought this was a great topic.
It was a really good topic.
Which it is, no doubt. But then he brought it to the show and had no real understanding of what the criteria were.
He
got really mad at Jesse for not giving him what the criteria were for this great idea.
I gotta get my notebook here. So, okay, I have my notebook. Are you guys filming me?
No.
Okay. So,
why are you guys all together exactly? This never happens.
Because they're best friends.
We're kind of always.
They're the dream team. They're the dream team.
This is a little call room that's right outside our studio. It's a kind of a soundproof room that you can go in and work for an hour or two at a time. And I always pop in here after the show to send emails because I'm very undisciplined. If I leave here and emails come through, I may not respond. So I come in here to knock them all out. And Evan just busted in here.
I didn't know you were in here.
I got to do this interview with William Tausch. Get out of the way.
Hey, Michelle, Jesse yesterday was trying to tell me that nationally, he likes to spin things. He said that everybody is looking at the NFC North, the Detroit Lions stock is up, Vikings stock is up, and the Packers stock is down. And I said that's ludicrous. You're a national, you're a national voice.
Hosting NFL Live.
And hosting NFL Live.
No big deal.
One of the faces.
Tuesday, no big deal.
Can you either agree or disagree with Jesse's assessment on that?
I'm going to have to agree a little bit because anytime I bring up the Packers as a team that people should be paying attention to, a team that could be a true Super Bowl contender, I get huge pushback. They're like, we haven't seen it consistently from Jordan Love. Okay. And, you know, we don't know how this young skill group is going to pan out, et cetera. They want to give way more credit to the Lions, which given last season, I understand, but they did lose both their coordinators. And they want to give more credit to the Vikings. And we don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. So I take a lot of heat for saying that the Packers are a team that people should pay attention to.
What did Rob just open the door during this? There's other people.
Evan, by the way, is one of those people. He pushed back on my Jordan Love take today.
What was your Jordan Love take today?
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about, we had this conversation about quarterbacks that are closing the gap on Patrick Mahomes. And Evan was like, who's a young quarterback that has enough around him that they could go on a run and maybe early in their career maybe not match the output of Mahomes.
No, be Mahomes-ish.
That's obviously so severe. But just be in that conversation of somebody that's young that could go on a run. Jaden Daniels obviously gets mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I said, what about Jordan Love? And I know from an age perspective, he's not necessarily the same because he was drafted and he sat for a while. But I'm like, here's a guy who we've seen go to the playoffs the 2 years he was a starter. He's won double-digit games. He went into Dallas, won a playoff game, pushed San Francisco to the brink, and last year he was injured and had so many drops from his wide receivers. And I'm not making excuses for him, but I think we all agree that there's another level that he can find consistently that could really elevate this team. And when I think about the youth surrounding him on the offensive side of the ball, if they get it right, they have a runway to grow. And Evan pushed back on that. He didn't like that.
It sounds like an NFL Live host over here.
No doubt about that.
Wow, NFL Live. Unbelievable.
Yeah, can you guys talk some sense into him? He thought Jordan Love shouldn't even be in that conversation.
Jason, I guarantee you, Wilde agrees with me. It's not that he can't be. It's that he's not yet. He just needs a full season. See, what Smalls does is because she makes these big, bold takes about her team, the Green Bay Packers.
Great to
it,
have
like,
her.
Pushes me. Right, I know that. But like, it also evens – I have to like even it out, and I come off as like a hater for Jordan Love. Because if you're going to say Jordan Love can have a Mahomes-like run at any point, you're then going to say he's the greatest quarterback in Packers history, too. That's a pretty bold statement to make.
Yeah, I would say that I think Michelle, who you know I love, is projecting, and she might be right. But if we all live in the what evidence do we have currently, then I know you hate it when you and I are in the same group, Evan, but we're both then considered exactly that, haters. And I get that pushback here all the time because I keep saying, look, we know he's a good quarterback. The issue is just how good is he? And he needs to be a lot better than he's been.
Can I also point out, Jason, that as we're talking, Tausch is texting Brooks Bollinger and I about dinner reservations in September. So this is Tausch. Can
I
we just wait till after
I texted
we're done?
During the commercial break, knowing you'd bring this up during our.
I already made reservations, by the way, for Saturday night.
Let's go. All
because
right.
Because I think I'm going to go with my wife and my kids.
Oh, you're not going with Brooks and I?
No, that's not. That's interesting. Not what I said.
Okay.
No, listen to me.
I don't know.
I may go twice.
Oh, you're going to double
dip. If I go Friday night after the event, me, you, and Brooks, my wife and kids will be wherever they are, and then I go Saturday after the game with my wife and kids.
Yeah, you didn't read the text that Brooks sent, so we'll talk about that
Brooks
off air.
Brooks sent me a text?
Yes, he sent back. You were in Portugal. This is what he does. He's a geography flex guy now. Well, I'm in Portugal. Oh, I'm doing this.
Wait,
I'm
Brooks Bollinger was in Portugal?
No, Evan is now. I'm sorry. I can't respond. I'm in Portugal. I'm in Porto. Or I'm doing. That's where Evan's at in his life. He's so climbing the food chain that's he's a geography
flex guy.
It's
one of the faces
of
ESPN.
Takes a lot of days off,
He
man.
Does take a lot of days. You ain't kidding.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, no, you heard
what
us.
What did you just say?
You heard us.
How dare you? I will not be on tomorrow on Monday.
Smalls answered this, but Evan, is Minnesota's stock up? Are we really saying Minnesota's stock is up?
Is that what you just said?
People think that, yeah. And I think
somebody came on with us last week and really went hard on that. Who the heck was that? Or was it this week?
I can't remember, but they're giving Kevin O'Connell the benefit of the doubt that he's going to be able to do with J.J. McCarthy what he did with Sam Darnold.
You're right.
And they've made a lot of smart moves this offseason. They obviously have continuity on the coaching staff, great defense. But I'm not ready to go there just yet with J.J. McCarthy. Well, I think a lot of other people are based on their faith in Kevin O'Connell.
Have you guys
I think that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think that Smalls is right about that. I think it's like everybody believes in the coach. The quarterback was a top 10 pick in the draft or whatever he was, and they traded up to get him.
National champion.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that people probably go there.
So does that mean that they don't believe in Matt LaFleur? Because Jordan Love has proven a heck of a lot more at the NFL level than J.J. McCarthy. We don't believe in Matt LaFleur?
Well, yeah, because Matt LaFleur, the quarterback that he did it with before Jordan Love, was Aaron Rodgers, whereas the quarterback that Kevin O'Connell has done, he's done it with Kirk Cousins.
You're telling me nationally.
And he's done it with Sam Darnold, who no one thought.
You're telling me nationally there's more confidence in the combination of O'Connell and McCarthy than there is LaFleur and Jordan Love?
I'll let the national people answer that.
But that's what you're saying.
I think there is.
No, I don't think that's what we're saying. I don't think that's what we're saying.
I think that's true.
I just heard it.
What?
I think if we pulled our peers here at ESPN and asked them, heading into this season, who do you have more confidence in, the Vikings or the Packers? I think most people would pick
just
the Vikings.
Just based on quarterback coach?
I just think in general. Mm-hmm.
And if you add
and so much of it is because of Kevin O'Brien.
Maybe a good topic for Tuesday, 3 p.m. Central when the Bell Hope NFL Live.
And if you add wide receivers in there, there is no doubt people are going Minnesota. Like, right? No doubt.
Absolutely.
Which is one of the reasons why they're saying that about McCarthy and Kevin O'Connell is they also have proven commodities, including one of the best in the league at wide receiver.
Yeah. Maybe I pushed back too hard on Jesse yesterday.
All right. You want to know the face of the league?
I do. I want to hear
totally
the,
about that topic.
The scenario of it. Yeah, how you set it up.
So we have an ESPN Radio Rank'em series that we do. Smalls did top five NFL fan bases today. You had the Packers two. Behind the Eagles, which I would put the Browns number one, to be honest with you. But one of them was the faces of the NFL, right? And so
Was that a joke, or were you when you said the Browns number one? What's the? I don't get it.
No, he's serious.
The Browns fans, not the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So faces of the NFL. I said it has to be a one name person. They have to have crossover appeal, like what a late night show have them on, regardless of the late night show or like, you know, late night show, Rogan, Howard, any like, you know, non sports. And obviously I know Rogan does sports, but you get what I'm saying. And then do they represent something bigger than themselves? So the list, if I'm not mistaken, I had Rodgers 5, I had Kelce 4, I had Mahomes 3, I had Roger Goodell 2, and I had Jerry Jones 1.
Yeah.
That was my list. What are the questions?
My question to you is Mahomes interesting enough?
He was the one that we were considering taking off because we talked about the idea of putting Brady on there currently because he is technically an owner of a team.
And the number one broadcaster for Fox, yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's just because Tausch wasn't available that day, obviously. Yeah. So I think you could put Brady on there over him. I think it's interesting you go there. I think Mahomes is the obvious one that if you're going to eliminate one, that you would take off of.
Oh, I think you'd take Rodgers off.
I don't think so.
I said something as we were doing this list, and I got text sounded ridiculous. I said, other than being a great champion and winning 3 Super Bowls, what has Mahomes done? But I don't think he's that interesting when you start looking at all the other stuff. When you're looking at the late night and the bigger than self, he's a great champion, no question. Great player, best quarterback in the league, and that is going to get him on the list. But Kelce is more, I think, is obviously with his relationship – I would say, but Jerry Jones, I thought your point on Jerry and Roger Goodell, I thought were great and made the list interesting.
Wow.
I did, and that's why I brought it up. And
thank you,
we got some pushback on the Mahomes part of it, but Rodgers, too, is we didn't know if he was going to play, all this other stuff, and that's where Jason and I think Jesse had some issues with it.
Well, my issue was, I did not see this live, but Tausch was very excited about it. I love Good Morning America. But still in the same Disney family. But here's the thing.
Who would George Stephanopoulos put on the show? That's the question.
I love Robin Roberts. But I couldn't believe that you didn't have Brady. I thought Brady was a no-brainer.
Because, Jason, because of me or because just
no,
Mike Wright?
Like, no.
Because I love him?
Right. No, I know you do. And I also, you know, the fact that Belichick's not in the league, I would argue, prevented a coach from being on the list. Like I tried to sell Sean McVay as the one coach that I would try to put on the list.
Smalls here. There's nobody who hates the Rams more than Smalls. So I think that's an interesting one. If you're doing faces of the league coach style,
McVay's one.
Tomlin.
McVay would be one.
McVay's one?
Yeah.
No.
Who's won?
Andy right. Reid's won.
We went through
no,
that,
I don't think
we went
so.
Through that hiring process where, like, the Cardinals put that Cliff Kingsbury knew
Jimmy Kimmel.
Sean McVay.
If Jimmy Kimmel and George Stephanopoulos are booking head coaches, part of your list, McVay is going to be the first
Reid's
guy that they go. No.
No, he's not. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
I'm going to tell you why. Andy Reid's an easier guy to do a bit with. Sean McVay, you could do the whole memory thing, but they would do a burger and like the Hawaiian shirts like that he wears. I feel like Andy Reid's an easier guy to do a bit with. If you think about the late night shows. Right, and by the way, that's why if you want to take Rodgers off, how many other players would be on Rogan for 3 hours? How many other players would have McAfee weekly for an hour? You know, obviously Rodgers is not going to be on Kimmel, but there certainly could be other late night shows that Rodgers could be on. You know, yeah. I can't believe
people care what he has to say.
Yeah, people care. You can disagree.
No doubt.
People hate listening and hate watch him a lot.
Yeah, so he has to be on the list.
So
he
why did
evoked
you?
Emotion.
why did you ultimately leave Brady off the list, though?
So just honestly, Jason, it was more because it was me. Because I'm just like, oh, God, are people going to lose interest in the list if it's just me putting Brady on because of my love for
so
Brady?
If you had been honest and not worried about the perception of you being a New England fan, you would have put him on the list. I thought that was the one thing on the list that I disagreed with. I thought he's the number one analyst. You can say that he's still growing into that role, but he still is. That's extremely high profile. He's one of the greatest players in the entire league's history. He is a part owner in a franchise. Like, I just thought, if I'm thinking there's of the league, I think of him right away.
Yeah, I would agree. There's criteria there. I just didn't pull the trigger on that. I did think about Schefter. I'm being dead serious. Like, I thought, I think Schefter in the information world and social media and digital world that we're in, Schefter is so important to the sport right
too.
Now, and I think more people are interested in what Adam has to say than almost anyone.
McDaniel would make my list as one of the coaches. He'd be third on my list. I just went through.
Mike got to win something.
The guy from the Dolphins. He's interesting. People find him quirky and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Great ankles.
Andy Reid, great ankles. Andy Reid, second. Sean Payton and wait, Carroll.
No. Hold on a second. Smalls is not egotistical. Except for one thing.
Is she going to be after she hosts? Is she going to be after she hosts NFL Live?
Yeah, she thinks she has better ankles than anyone in the world.
My ankles are elite.
Yeah, elite ankles. Better than Mike McDaniel.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't show mine off like he does.
Yeah.
But mine are elite.
No, we're not showing them.
What makes it? I'm not going to ask. What makes an elite ankle?
That's a great question, Tom.
Do you have to have an anklet? You have to have an anklet around it?
No, do not.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm protecting you.
Well, they're great. It is, you know, some people, it's the calf to ankle ratio. Some people have cankles. It's one long log.
Some people.
It's all about the definition of the ankle. Like if I go to a department store and I'm trying on shoes, people are always like, wow, those ankles, they make these look good. I'm like, I know.
So it's like Costanza with his hands. You're
he doesn't know.
An ankle model.
You're an ankle model.
But isn't Michelle,
model, yes.
Isn't it more the calf definition? Because you can have great ankles, but if your calves suck, that's not going to work, right? Isn't the, you that's just said true. The ratio. Because Jason claims he's got the best calves in the business.
I have the best cankles in the business. No.
Wow, what about Johnny Drummond and Lamar Odom? Good
exactly.
calves.
Exactly. Great, great reference to entourage.
I don't know if I've ever heard someone brag about their ankles. Like, I don't think I've
that's
ever
heard that. That's why I'm saying she's not a bragger,
feet,
except
toes,
for ankles.
Like, I've heard that. Hands. Never heard
eyelashes.
Someone say ankles. So.
Here's the thing, though. Even if you have really defined calves, if the calf runs straight to the foot, it loses its luster. You need to have that small ankle with the definition in it that separates the calf from the foot. It has to be, you know, kind of like a baseball bat where it's thick on the top and then as you get towards the handle.
But what if it's a
slimmer.
Torpedo?
Torpedo bat.
If it's the torpedo.
You know, we have those in our studio. You know that? Yeah. We have torpedo bats in the studio.
You don't want to have a torpedo ankle.
Torpedo ankle.
Absolutely not. No, that's a horrific set of circumstances.
All right.
What else, guys?
Well, I was in the coach
been
thing.
Quite the rock.
Yeah, Tosh, I don't know where
Tosh,
we all went
tell
here.
Tosh, I like your hat.
Thanks.
What hat is that?
It's a Pickler. It's a great pickleball company. Just open. Matter of fact, thanks for asking. We're opening down in Menominee Falls in a couple weeks, so thanks for asking.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yes. I didn't know I was a part of that.
Well, you should be if you're not.
Well, you haven't pitched me on that. Why have you not pitched me?
I'll pitch you at the Tornado Room when we go.
By the way,
6 weeks.
Can I tell you something?
By the way, why didn't you invite LePay? Why didn't you invite LePay to?
Well, we screwed up something here.
No,
Josh,
you did.
So let's
this
move
is,
on.
Oh, this oh, is I, your baby, by the way.
I know.
And totally when Smalls comes in for the Illinois game, are we going to Tornado?
It's in Champaign.
I've been telling her about it.
Oh, is it in Champaign?
The biggest restaurant in America.
Is that is
no,
the game
the
in Champaign?
Game is in, no,
you
it's
sure?
It's in Madison, I believe.
Yeah, that's
I think
where
it's
we're going.
You know what, Jesse?
Uh-oh.
Jesse's super irritating today. The producer's supposed to help you look good. He tried to make me look bad, and now he's wrong, and he's cowering down under the chair back there.
Guys, can I just tell you one thing?
Sure.
It's really embarrassing, but truthful.
Portugal.
No, when I was in Portugal, I played tennis
man.
Against someone.
Okay.
I played tennis against someone, and that someone annihilated me worse than I've ever been annihilated in tennis. And I'm not
was
good
it Bjorn
tennis,
Borg?
I'm not bad at tennis.
Was it Bjorn?
No, it was one of the hosts of Sunday Karma who absolutely annihilated me 6-1.
Is that right?
Craig destroyed me.
Woof.
He picked at your backhand, probably. I'm guessing you got a weak backhand.
He's just like, what he's really good at is the placement. Like, he's one of these guys you play against, Tausch, you know, like where they don't hit the ball hard, but they just place it perfectly. Sure. And it drives you nuts. I would be better against like a 25-year-old than like a 95-year-old in tennis.
So you're saying Craig's more 95-ish?
In his game, yes.
Precision.
Absolutely.
I brought this up at the ESPN Milwaukee Open on Tuesday down at the Bog. I text Karmazin a happy birthday, and he doesn't respond.
You were really upset about
this. He gives me a thumbs down. Is this the same thing
like
sending
he's
a Christmas?
Not a birthday person.
It's sending you a Christmas card, and you tell me it's don't do it, and that of course makes us want to send you three or four. But is that the same vein of where you're at?
Well, no. So you're wrong about wait. Joe was on which side of this? Joe Thomas, because we have an ongoing multi-year bit of me, you, and Joe Thomas sending the Christmas cards because of how much I hate them. Joe is with you or with me on this? Now I forget.
He's with you. You guys didn't want all my kids' stats and how many what they did in gymnastics.
Wow, Max had three goals today in hockey. Thanks, Tausch. Cool. I'm glad. Thanks for sending me a card on that. It's ridiculous. No, Craig hates the birthday thing. So it's almost.
How'd your kid do in AAU hoops this summer? I didn't hear enough updates. Do you have a good summer?
He's at sleepaway camp.
I know, but he played AAU basketball this summer.
He did, yeah. Well, he had a really good spring
season.
He did?
Give us his stats. Give us a quick little taste. What was he?
His high in one game was 16-10 in a win, which I was happy about.
Sure.
He's very big. He's long. He's like a European stretch five. He looks
like a Wemby. He's a Wemby.
Yeah, he is. I just showed Smalls a picture. Would you describe him as Wemby or Porzingis?
How are his ankles? Knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to ask about his ankles.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I can get a picture here. Small so you can see. Oh, it's covered a little bit. I don't know. I can't really see his ankle.
All right. We're going to wrap this up as you guys keep talking. Smalls, good luck on Tuesday. What will be your Packer angle? Because I know you hosting NFL Live, you being a Packer fan. What is going to be the Packer angle on NFL Live next Tuesday?
Can the Packers be the surprise team to make a Super Bowl run in 2025?
I'd be curious to see what Evan and the rest of that great consortium.
Wait, why don't we on air live right now, very quickly, record a promo so we can run on all the ESPN Wisconsin stations? Just do like a hi, this is Michelle Smallman. This is Packers fan Michelle Smallman. Join me today at 3 p.m. NFL Live ESPN.
Well, you just did it for me.
Yeah.
I'm not Michelle
we'll
Smallman.
We'll run that. We're good.
And talk about your ankles. No. Make sure everybody knows how great your ankles are.
That's right. Catch him on NFL Live, 3 p.m. Central Time, next Tuesday, the 22nd.
That's next Tuesday, then they can't run that.
Okay, Evan, I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll get it done. All right,
bye, guys.
Done. See ya.
That was an adventure. Bye.
That was something.
Well, we love Michelle.
Yep.
And Evan is great. There's no doubt about that. I know he likes to
a lot of
say that I don't like
There's
him.
There's a
but
lot
that
of distraction.
That
there.
Was... You think your stream of consciousness-y, or I think you are.
I was going to say.
You are. You,
no, I know I am.
They were like a force multiplier of your stream of consciousness.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I am so irritated with Jesse, though. I say, because I knew Bielema was coming back here.
Yeah, that's
at
my
least
bad.
I thought.
That's my
and
bad.
And then he made me feel like I was a total idiot.
Yeah, that's
my
bad.
And he jumped at it. We had been so good for the first hour.
Yeah.
We were on the same team.
We're really working together.
And now we're not.
I was right about the national pundits, though. I was correct.
Seems like you might have been.
You owe me an apology.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Is Brett Bielema still a member of UW Credit Union, you think? Or do you think he bailed on that after
I have not asked, but I know I am. I know you are. And I know a lot of great Badger fans and alumni are. And for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me all the time, old T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I love keeping my banking local. I love their member first service and great perks like early payday. But I love Bucky. You know it. I say it all the time. You can't say no to that pretty face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things. But this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's a lot of memories.
getting ready for Badgers Illini in Champaign, Urbana.
I guess they're going to play it in a neutral site now.
We're playing it at Bradley.
I lie to you, that's going to be a big game.
And we're still owed a game at Wrigley Field, by the way.
That is going to be a big game.
We were supposed to play Northwestern at Wrigley the COVID season. That never happened. We're owed a Wrigley Field game.
Sure. Well, go ahead.
And what's the and we've got Notre Dame at Lambeau.
That's next season, though, I believe, correct?
But we're not going to Dublin. But there was talk of that at some point.
No, yeah. Right? The team will be
going. I think that is a thing.
Just in 27.
The Packers aren't going to Dublin.
No, I know. We were all Badgers there. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But Dublin in 27?
Dublin, mate.
Mate?
Yeah.
Ahoy.
I'll work on my Irish accent by then, yeah?
And a little German mixed in as well. All right. So,
so obviously a lot there. A lot more than I thought we – I don't know exactly.
How great was it that – I don't understand why we were able to get Michelle and Rob – today, but usually Evan's in his car.
It's Thursday.
I'm guessing he probably has to prep. Is he doing more first take / something else? I don't
know. NHL tonight?
I don't know exactly what he's all got brewing or if they're doing some video. I don't know, but it was nice that they were on video. But I do sense, and maybe my local bias shines through on this from the Packers standpoint, because Jesse said, stock up, stock down. He had everybody else's stock up in the division but me. And this, again, is from his punditry.
I was representing
was
the
representing
national pundits.
The punditry.
Yes.
And Smalls, who's obviously around a lot of national folks and national herself, agrees. Is there a thought that the Packers, because they didn't make the big splash, have dipped? And even though the Lions lost both coordinators and their starting center, and the Vikings have a brand new, never played quarterback, that their stocks are both up and Green Bay's isn't? I just have a hard time getting my head wrapped around
that.
Yeah,
I don't. And we can get into this at the top of the 11 o'clock hour when it starts about 10:20. But I think part of the view.
So
we're
going to start the 11 o'clock hour at 10:20?
No, I meant to say 10 o'clock hour. I thought I did.
I was wondering if
we're
going
to be pretty close to the 11 o'clock hour. Looking at where we're going.
I'm not correcting anybody the rest
of
the day.
But is it champagne? But is it simply because they don't have sufficient proven commodities? Like Kevin O'Connell is a proven commodity. So is Matt LaFleur. But their quarterback isn't. But everything else
Jordan
that they
Love
have,
is more proven than anything Minnesota's got.
Right. But that not.
Or Chicago.
Not at wide receiver. You just told me that having Tucker Kraft on my list was a miss. Tucker Kraft is a proven commodity to us, but maybe nationally compared to Matt, you know, to Sam Laporta and Pat Freiermuth and everybody else, he's not compared to George Kittle. On defense, we know who Xavier McKinney is, and somehow there are people nationally that think highly of Rashawn Gary, even though he doesn't have a double-digit sack season, but they don't have as many proven commodities. It goes back to what we seem to be talking about all offseason, and I led the charge of this. They've got such a ridiculous number of guys in pivotal years where we're going to find out just how blank and good they are that if you're going into the season, you don't know how good they are, so you're probably not saying that they've gone up and elevated. I don't think they've dipped. I just think they've stayed the same.
No, you don't. Don't you learn anything in sports?
I in the NFL, you're either getting better
or
you're
getting
worse.
That's in life, not just the NFL.
Okay,
what's true?
So did today's show get worse so far or better?
No, I think today's show got better. I think that last little segment was good.
So is American Family Insurance. Make sure you have insurance because it's important. And if you're going to have insurance,
you ain't kidding about
make
that.
Sure it's from AmFam.
American Family Insurance, proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. And next Wednesday, we're all excited. We all are looking forward to training camp opening. And you know what starts training camp is when the ribbon gets cut at Dream Drive and all the dreams. The bicyclists taking down their favorite Packers players and coaches. They've been doing that for years, and they've been partnering with Wilde and Tausch for years as well. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.